Start your engines. Magic Drive Time. Presented by International Diamond Center, Orlando's direct diamond importer and the exclusive jeweler of the Orlando Magic. Hits the road now.
Broadcasting live inside the Orlando Magic Studios. Here's your host, Dante Marcatelli.
And welcome, everyone, to Magic Drive Time, presented by International Diamond Center here on this Thursday evening. We are 1 week away from the NBA trade deadline. We already have one blockbuster move that went down. Could there be more on the horizon? We're going to discuss that in the Orlando Magic perspective on the trade deadline with Magic General Manager John Hammond, who's going to join us here in about 30 seconds. Magic win last night. They beat the Los Angeles Lakers. Terrific performance. 127-105 was the final. The Magic win, so you win too with Papa John's Pizza. You're going to get 50% off your regular menu price order today at papajohns.com. Use the promo code MAGICWIN. That's promo code MAGICWIN. Well, we know this guy is a busy man, especially in the coming days as we lead up to the NBA trade deadline. Magic General Manager John Hammond spending a few minutes with us here tonight. John, how are you, sir?
Good, Dante. Great to be with you. How are you?
Oh, great. I'm doing great. It's always great to talk to you. We're 1 week away from the trade deadline, so I'm sure things are busy, so we always appreciate the time. But first, John, I want to get your thoughts. Just the news yesterday on Rasul Butler, 38 years old, that tragic car accident that took his life. I didn't see that he was ever on any of your teams, John. I don't know if you guys crossed paths. I know Frank Vogel spoke very highly of him last night. He had him in Indiana. But a member of the NBA family, and always a tragedy when something like that happens.
Yeah, very, very tragic, very sad. And I didn't know Rasul. I had a chance to, you know, be around the people that did, you know him well, and people that represented him, and everyone spoke so highly of him. And I know he was a first class individual.
Yeah, he sure was. And our thoughts and prayers are with the Butler family for sure. And a couple of days ago, we get the big news. The first domino went as far as trades go, and Blake Griffin was dealt to the Detroit Pistons in return for Tobias Harris and others. Tobias, a guy that you're familiar with. What was your reaction, John, when you saw that, and how do you think that helps both teams?
Well, it was a wild moment, I'll tell you that.
Right.
To see Blake Griffin get traded, didn't really expect that. You know, they just signed him to that long extension, and you think, well, here's a guy who's obviously the face of the organization, face of the franchise, and you know, all the things that he's on the floor for them. But it is the NBA, it is business, and teams are doing what they have to do and need to do to improve their individual situation. So, at the end of the day, the Clippers made their decision to move Blake. And look, I think, you know, you're the Detroit Pistons. You get a guy who can now be the new face of that franchise and who right. star power. So understand why they did it and understand why the Clippers did it. And hopefully at the end of the day, it works out well for both teams.
And you know what's interesting, John? You're very familiar. You spent time in both cities, with L.A. and with Detroit. But as far as Detroit goes, how much does that help them having that star power, a new arena? Maybe you need a reason to put on a jacket in the middle of the winter and go to downtown Detroit, and that might give them one now with Blake Griffin there.
Yeah, you know, Mr. Davidson, who owned the Pistons for many years, I can remember one time when Joe Dumars and I were talking about a player and talking about a max contract at that time. And I remember Mr. D saying that a max contract player has to do one of two things. He has to either bring you a championship or put fannies in the seats, is the way he said it. And I think a guy like Blake Griffin, people pay to watch him play. The things he does above the rim, the excitement that he brings to the game, the star power that he already has and is, the multi-year all-star. So there's no doubt people are going to come watch him play.
No, they sure will. We understand he'll be making his debut hopefully here tonight. And, you know, it's interesting. He found out via Twitter. That's how Blake Griffin says he found out. It's an unbelievable thing, social media now. And I think a lot of us reacted and found out on Twitter. But will you sometimes catch wind of teams trying to move a superstar before it goes public like that? Do you have people on the ground that are, how does that all work? Or do you sometimes just find out like we do?
Well, I think occasionally we may have a little heads up, but if teams are doing it right, people don't know.
Yeah.
And the deal is done quietly and professionally, respectfully. And the part about like players hearing things on Twitter, there was a time when I think people would almost gasp at moments like that and say, can you believe that? That should never be that way. You know, that's unprofessional. But Dante, you said it, where things are at today, you know, it's the old saying, if one knows, two knows,
right.
It doesn't work that way anymore. Now, if one knows, 100 knows, or maybe 1,000 knows, because it goes out with one click and it's everywhere. So it's unfortunate that you can't have the respect that you need and the professionalism that you need to kind of like be able to talk to players at difficult times. But sometimes you can't. It's just the world we live in.
Yeah, no, it sure is. Speaking with Magic General Manager John Hammond. So when that happens, what's the reaction among GMs, I guess, the next day? Does there or right away, do some people start to get nervous and do calls start to ramp up? Or does everybody kind of still wait to see how the dust settles?
No, I think you're right, Dante. I think it's before mentioned. I think that I can tell you I was with another general manager when the trade happened. We were at a college game.
Okay.
And we both kind of looked at each other, and I think it does kind of like rattle the cage a little bit, and it does make you think, oh my gosh, maybe we need to be, you know, a little more proactive than we are. But then you wake up the next day and say, okay, that was just a moment, and we go back and do our business as we're supposed to, not be reactive.
No, exactly. And you guys have done a terrific job of evaluating, and I know there's a plan in place as you approach this trade deadline. And I guess the last thing I'll ask about the deadline is just, you know, what, since we talked to you last week, what's different, if anything, with your approach and how you'll handle the next week? It's hard to believe that the deadline is a week from today.
Yeah, you know, Dante, I don't think it's any different today than it was a week ago. Now, ask me 24 or 48 hours before.
Right.
And who knows? We could be in a mad scramble. But Dante, we may not be either.
So,
you know, we're gonna go into it. We're going to go into it with an open mind. And once again, the open mind part in particular is saying that we don't want to do anything that's going to be a short-term fix. Hopefully anything that we do is going to be something that's going to help us in the long run.
Right.
And that's something that's going to be good for us 2 years from now, 3 years from now, or 4 years from now. Not something that's going to help us in the next, you know, 30 games or even like into one season next year. We don't have that mindset at this point for sure.
No, sure. That makes total sense. I think about a guy like Mario Hezonja. And again, this is your first year here with him. Obviously there's a track record from a couple of years, but this is like, as you always say, you don't really know someone until you move in with them and you kind of get to spend some time with them. So with his improved play here the last couple of weeks, is that raise eyebrows for you and your group? Does that change anything on how you evaluate, or what's been your reaction, and how has that changed maybe your approach with Mario?
No, it's great for Mario. I'm happy that, and I've said it to him, and I mean it from the bottom of my heart. I'm happy for him and happy that he's playing well. And you know, Dante, how it happens sometimes is the old saying that someone's misfortune
could
be another person's good fortune. And so that's all that's happened for Mario with the rash of injuries that we've had, that he has basically been given minutes. And not that he wasn't working hard in practice, he was. But the injuries that occurred gave him that opportunity to play. But for him, he's taken advantage of that, and he's played really well. And you know, like, he's playing, I think, better and better the more he gets a chance to play. So, you know, at the end of the day, what is that going to mean to us? Could we re-sign him? Yes, we still possibly could, but he's also going to be non-restricted free agent, so he's going to have the opportunity to do what he wants to do,
sure,
and pick and choose for his best opportunity. But, you know, once again, just, I mean this, happy for him.
Yeah, no question. And yeah, I know you do, and that's sincere. And it's been good to see him play like that here of late. And I think of another guy. You mentioned one misfortune is another guy's opportunity or gain. And Kem Birch, I mean, this is a guy, I think that was one of you guys' first moves, was to sign Kem Birch. And you can see why. He gets an opportunity with the rash of injuries to some of your bigs. And he's got NBA talent. He's a pretty impressive player, and he's already helped the Magic win a few games.
You know, after the draft, we were talking about our roster, and Jeff brought up Kem Birch, and he goes, "Do you remember him?" I said, "Vaguely." And I remember he played at UNLV, and Jeff had been on a scouting trip this past year when he was with the Raptors, and he saw him play there, and he goes, "Look, I think this guy can play in the NBA." And so, Look, Kim is another guy. He's a really, really good man, low maintenance person, and the opportunity he's been given, he's played well, and I think our guys enjoy playing with him. He's a very unselfish player and tries to do all the little things to help a team win a game.
Does that help? Does that rejuvenate a team? Is that refreshing for a roster when you know, these guys obviously were hoping this season would go a little bit differently, but you bring in a guy who's battling for his NBA life, who brings a different perspective and now gets an opportunity and makes the most of it, gives everything he's got every minute he's out there. Can something like that be contagious?
Yeah, I think it's a good thing. I think it's good for players to see. It's good for other players see guys on their roster working hard and giving it their all. But, you know, I think, you know, the guys are going to support each other. They're going to want their teammates to do well. And I think the guys are happy for Kim.
No, they certainly seem to be. John, I'd love to get your perspective. Speaking with John Hammond, Magic General Manager, when you see a game like last night and the way, or really the last couple of weeks, the way the ball is moving, knocked down 18 threes last night, which ties a season high, does it make you think kind of what could have been, or is it just, you know, I know a lot of teams can get hot, and you have nights like that throughout the course of a season, but I know the injuries have been a big thing here this year as well. But what do you think when you think back about the first 50 games of the year?
Well, the injuries have been, you know, when you say a big thing, and that's I think
the thing.
I don't know how much of an understatement big can be.
Right,
but,
right.
I mean, they're the major factor for us and what's happened to us. I mean, you know, here we go again last night. Think about that game last night. Four of our top six players do not play in that game.
Amazing.
I mean, that's extraordinary that a team can be in that position. Look, we're not the only time that's happened to a team. We won't be the last time that's going to happen to a team. But, you know, you're talking about, you know, no Vooch, no Terrence Ross, no Jonathan Isaac, and no Aaron Gordon.
Right.
That's pretty remarkable. And we come out and play as well as we did. But, you know, sometimes there's that point, too, where there's not a lot of pressure on people. You know, I think guys can look around the locker room and when, like, they know, like, how limited we are from a body standpoint, head count standpoint, and they just go out and play, they relax, and next thing you know, you get into a flow like that. But, you know, Dante, the thing about, like, how we shot the ball last night, that start we got off to, when all of a sudden, man, we pop off, we're 4-2, next thing you know, we're 8-4, that start we got off to was for that reason. We shot the ball at such an extraordinary rate early in the season that any team is shooting like that is going to have a great chance to win. So we're shooting that well. We have like one injury, and then we don't shoot it quite as well. Then we have another injury, and we're not shooting it quite as well. So everything, the slippage just occurred. The slippage just occurred, I think, for first and foremost, for the lack of bodies. And all of a sudden, then it affects the player's confidence and ability to say, all right, who else can pick me up? Who's good enough to help pick me up? If I'm not shooting it well, can the next guy shoot it well enough? And it's just, I think it's just too much pressure on too many guys that you know, weren't able to handle that kind of pressure. And not taking anything away from those players, just the reality of young guys and inexperienced players at times.
No, that's great insight, John. That's a terrific perspective, and to break it down that way and to see what those injuries have meant to this team. And you bring that up, and I'll close with this, John, but we see another guy last night, Isaiah Cannon, took a gruesome fall with his ankle. I happen to be watching that game live. You can't help that. That can happen to anybody. But it seems like we've had more rest than we've ever had in the NBA. It seems like these guys have more at their fingertips than they've ever had. But the NBA, for some reason, seems to have more players missing games than we've ever had. It seems. Are you seeing that as well? Is there a correlation there, or what do you make of the number of injuries we're seeing in our league, especially this team?
Yeah, no, it's great. It's a great point. It's so funny that we're having this discussion right now, because I was just down in the weight room, locker room area with Dave Tenney, who's our director of sports performance. And Dave is a sports scientist who we've hired to run the entire medical side, the training side, the strength conditioning side, analytics in within that department. Dave is an extremely bright guy. And he was just talking about this. So, you know, we hire guys like that. We hire guys who study sports and study sports science and try to figure out a way to to isolate those kind of injuries. And we're not the only team that's hiring guys like Dave. A good portion of the league, more than half of the league, if not three quarters of the league, have guys like this. It's sports science. It's study all over the board to try to avoid injuries like this. And a lot of it's interesting to talk to Dave. Dave can give you better answers than I can, but he sees potential solutions. And then, you know, then what we have to do as an organization, we have to trust a guy like Dave. We in the front office have to trust a guy like Dave. And then your coaches have to trust a person like that. And it's hard because they may be saying, well, you know, we need a little more rest here. We may need like a little minute restriction here. And when you're trying to win that game, you don't want to hear that. I don't want to hear that. I can tell you that right now. But once again, if it's about the big picture and it's about having your team healthier as the season progresses and healthier as if you're a playoff team and more importantly, a team contending for a championship, you got to believe and trust people like that.
Yeah. Wow. That's a terrific point. That's great insight. And that's where it's going. And that's where it's gone for a little bit here. And I'd be curious to see how that all shakes out. And I'm all for whatever it takes to keep these guys healthy, keep them playing for the entire season. John, as always, great to catch up with you and really appreciate the time.
Thanks, Dante. My pleasure.
All right. Terrific catching up with John Hammond, the general manager of the Orlando Magic, spending some time with us here today. And when we come back, we'll close out this edition of Magic Drive Time presented by International Diamond Center. We'll be back in just a moment.
There are jewelers around that will steer you away from designer rings because they don't have them.
International Diamond Center owner Keith LeClaire.
The reason why they don't have them is they can't get them.
But at IDC, we have the designers women want. Names like Tacori, Viraggio, and Henry Dawson.
At IDC, you can get the designer ring that she wants and the perfect diamond to go with it.
Don't compromise.
Don't make her settle for a cookie cutter China made ring.
Get her a ring she'll be proud to show off. At International Diamond Center, the exclusive jeweler of the Orlando Magic.
Chick-fil-A has teamed up with the Magic to reward fans with free original chicken sandwiches. If the Magic hit 5 or more three-pointers in a home game, everyone in attendance of that game will win a free original chicken sandwich from Chick-fil-A.
Left corner, that's Fournier for three. Got it to go.
Right there. Deep in the front.
All you have to do is take your ticket stub or your redemption offer in the Magic app at any participating Central Florida location for a free original chicken sandwich. For official rules, visit OrlandoMagic.com/Chick-fil-A.
Jai Ho, Magic! Join the Orlando Magic and the Indian American Chamber of Commerce on Saturday, February 3rd for India Day presented by Fairwinds Credit Union. Celebrate Indian culture with special entertainment, traditional food, and pregame activities starting at FanFest on Church Street. Then, see the Magic battle John Wall and the Washington Wizards for tip-off at 7 p.m. at Amway Center. Buy tickets now at OrlandoMagic.com/India Day. It's pure magic.
Welcome, everyone, to Magic Drive Time, presented by International Diamond Center. Special thanks to General Manager John Hammond for joining us in the first segment. If you missed that, greatly encourage you to go to our iTunes page, Orlando Magic Radio. You can find Magic Drive Time. You can find that interview that we did here today and relive that. Just a great storyteller, some great insight behind the scenes on this season, trade deadline for the Magic and the NBA. Trade deadline in general. Magic fans see the hometown team battle LeBron James and the Cavs live at Amway Center. Support the Magic on Tuesday, February 6th, as they aim for a second win against the Cavs this year. Get your tickets now. OrlandoMagic.com. Big games are pure magic. We'll be in Miami the night before. Then we'll come back home and play the Cleveland Cavaliers. I thought it was interesting, Aaron, listening to General Manager John Hammond, just to get his pulse on the league. And he's with another general manager. They're on a scouting trip watching a college basketball game when their phones blow up that Blake Griffin has been dealt to the... I'm always assuming those guys all know that that's coming. Okay, they caught wind that... But as John said, if a team is doing it right... And you're keeping everything quiet, then no, we don't find that out until it's done. And it seems like that's what those two teams did. They kept it quiet, and everybody was as surprised as we were. And then you kind of have a quick moment of panic, like, oh, should we be doing something to get in on this, to see if other guys, should we be more proactive than we have been?
I was going to say, Dante, if I'm the team that's shipping somebody out, I'm contacting all 29 general managers, especially a player like that, just to see if I can bring the return up a little bit. But from a Clippers standpoint, they got everything I think they wanted back and then more. I mean, getting Tobias Harris back in that deal was really good for them.
No, it was. And they get that cap flexibility. They get a first-round draft pick. They get a second-round pick as well. So, yeah, I think they did pretty well. And they did. They did call a few general managers. They checked the temperature on Paul George, thinking maybe, you know, there's a guy rumored to maybe want to go back to L.A. where he's from. And that deal didn't go through for whatever reason. So they end up getting Tobias Harris. And credit Tobias. If Tobias doesn't emerge as the player that he has over the last couple of years, you don't get that deal done. That's Absolutely. Not enough to get Blake Griffin. So that was it's tough for Magic fans to see that Victor Oladipo brought Paul George for OKC and that Tobias Harris brought Blake Griffin to Detroit. That stings a little bit, but those guys, credit them. They've grown into tremendous players. But then, you know, as John said, you settle down, you realize, okay, let's not everybody freak out and overreact and make a move that doesn't make sense. But it does kind of get the blood going when you see a deal like that. And now he's saying, you know, let's see, nothing may happen a day or two before the trade deadline, or teams may really start come a calling. And that's what I always seem to imagine, is the day or two before everybody starts calling and just seeing if they can't work something out.
Absolutely. It gets those energies flowing, that juices flowing. You're like, I got to do something now.
Yeah. Do I have an opportunity to make a move? Is a team panicking that thinks they're one player away from making the postseason, or maybe putting them over the top to make a big postseason run? And then I thought it was interesting with Mario Hezonja. Obviously, we don't have his rights. So he is a unrestricted free agent here this summer. But I think this is a guy that's raising some eyebrows around the NBA. And if you're thinking he's played well enough where he could get an offer somewhere, then I think this is a big week, you know, where you may not just want to have him walk if you think you can't re-sign him. You may try to re-sign him and bring him back, and depending on what that number is moving forward. But you'll have a tough decision to make if a team may make you the right offer and try to get him in the next couple of days.
Absolutely, because now teams are starting to see what he can do, and you can almost use it as an audition for him with your current roster and kind of woo him that way a little bit if you do acquire him for the final 30 games of the season.
Yeah, and I'd hate to lose him. I think he's playing great. Fans love him, and we'll see. Either way, I really applaud him. Like John Hammond said, I'm truly happy for him. It's been tough. It's been a tough couple of years, but that guy does not change his confidence one bit, and he's playing great. Nice win last night. Magic off tonight and tomorrow. Back at it Saturday against the Washington Wizards. Have a great night, everybody. We're back here tomorrow.
Chick-fil-A has teamed up with the Magic to reward fans with free original chicken sandwiches. If the Magic hit 5 or more three-pointers in a home game, everyone in attendance of that game will win a free original chicken sandwich from Chick-fil-A.
Left corner, that's 48-4-3. Got it to go.
People up front.
All you have to do is take your ticket stub or your redemption offer in the Magic app at any participating Central Florida location for a free original chicken sandwich. For official rules, visit OrlandoMagic.com/Chick-fil-A.